Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Investment scams, unfortunately, are still a part of our reality and can literally ruin people's lives if they are fleeced of everything. And this has happened on occasion. Today I'm going to discuss how you can recognise a financial or investment scam, how they work, and what you can do if you believe you have been scammed. With the advent of technology, predominantly the internet, scammers have been able to become more and more proficient at ripping people off. In the days of past, a phone call was the primary source for dodgy companies to get their foot in the door. However, this is now extended across to email, and the scams have become more sophisticated, with these bloodsuckers now partaking in superannuation scams and, of course, banking and credit card scams. Some of these emails look very real, or perhaps are under the guise of a company you may trust. In terms of investment scams, there are generally three main types. Number one, the investment offer is totally fictitious and doesn't exist. The investment offer exists, but the money you give the scammer is not going towards that investment. And three, the scammer says they are representing a well-known investment company, but they are lying. In all cases, the money you supposedly invest goes straight into the scammer's bank account and not towards any real investment. A strong indication that you are being solicited by a scammer is what is being offered. The mantra of, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, rings strongly here. But here are some more tips on what will be offered. Generally, there'll be a promise of high, quick returns and sometimes tax-free benefits. Share trading, real estate investments, high return schemes, option trading or foreign currency trading. No risk or low risk investment, as you can, you know, sell any time. They'll tell you you can get a refund for non-performance, that the product has insurance or perhaps a guaranteed transaction to it, or you can swap one investment for another. Inside information, this is a big one as well, where these scammers pertain to have information on which you can invest on behalf in a public float or perhaps a discount for early bird investors. Such offers can be very attractive to those with little investment knowledge, who are in debt or perhaps don't have a good grasp of English. The opportunity presented is further likely to be a scam if the person at the other end of the phone or email doesn't have a Australian Financial Services license or says they don't need one, rings you many times and tries to keep you on the phone, says you need to make a quick decision or you'll miss out on the deal, claims they are a professional broker or portfolio manager and sounds professional, but they're actually following a script, uses a name or claims to be associated with a reputable organisation to gain credibility, for example, NASDAQ or Bloomberg, offers you glossy prospectuses, brochures, share certificates or receipts, or directs you to a slick website. So how do these scams work? Well, many of these investment scammers operate from overseas, and this is because their activities are illegal in Australia. Overseas scammers target Australians as ASIC doesn't have international jurisdiction to prosecute them. Investment scammers generally use a team of less experienced staff to make the initial call. The junior staff follow a very tight script to check your interest. If you take the bait, they hand you on to a more senior person. This can happen two or three times. The more senior people are called closers. They are extremely skillful sales agents, and their job is to make you feel compelled to close the deal and send you money. And here's a smart tip. No legitimate company would use harassment to get a person to invest. It just doesn't work that way. Most victims tell of investment scammers calling them endlessly, keeping them on the phone for a long time, with promises of wealth or opportunities lost if they do not take up the offer. Investment scammers will not take no for an answer and ask you about your worries to reassure you. As long as they can keep you talking, you have not really said no. Now, there are government industry standards that detail when and how telemarketers can contact you. A telemarketer or research caller must not call or attempt to call you before 9 a.m. or after 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, and calls are prohibited on Sundays and public holidays. As such, if you're getting a call outside these times, that's a really strong indication that perhaps you're on the phone to one of these investment scammers. Now, scammers may try to swap your current investment for another one if you try to change your mind about the deal. They may also try to convince you that your investment will increase in value soon. Even though they know you'll never get your money back, they still wanted to try and get more money from you. Scammers can also threaten baseless legal action to keep you from pulling out of the deal. This is usually just a threat, and they don't carry it through. So here's some questions to ask to check the legitimacy of the person on the other end of the phone. Firstly, what's your name and what company do you represent? Who owns your company? Does your company have an Australian Financial Services license? And what is the license number? And what is your address? Now, if they try to avoid answering these questions, it's probably a scam. Hang up the phone, do not respond to any email, and totally stop dealing with that particular person. If they answer these questions, you can make sure the company is legit by going to the ASIC website and typing in the details. And importantly, guys, make sure you actually research the company that you're looking to invest with. Do your own research on the company and take the time to seek independent, professional, or legal advice. Don't rely on their information to make your decision, and do not be pressured to make a quick decision you could regret later. Remember that investing with overseas companies can be risky. They are outside Australian jurisdiction, so you won't be able to get help if something goes wrong. There are plenty of legitimate overseas investments that you can make through mainstream companies based in Australia. Don't part with your hard-earned money unless you understand the risks involved. For more information on avoiding scams and perhaps also doing some more research on the scams that are out there, please go to the ASIC website. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.